It was just beginning to cool down in the town of Santa's Hat. The fall festival was to take place in a few short weeks, and the townspeople started to wear coats and smoke rose from their chimneys through the night. In a little house, up on the side of a hill, Rhonda Carrots' front yard is covered with gold and brown and red of fallen leaves. But she isn't there now. In a cheap hotel across town, she's just gotten off the phone with her sister, who suffers from acute psychosis and has just been turned into the Department of Family and Children's Services by her own child. It appears they were expelled from school on account of perpetual tardiness, but their mother apparently found herself taking them to the morgue every morning rather than her high school, despite her child's protests. It's a shame, really, about Rhonda's sister. She always had the best intentions, but as the overseer of one of the leading chemical plants in the northeastern United States, she witnessed one terrible accident that sent her reeling into a paranoid delusional state, and many of her colleagues to their death. Rhonda has just agreed to take care of her sister's daughter, DeWalk, for a short period of time while other more suitable arrangements are made. You see, Rhonda has just had a child, and it wouldn't do for her as a single mother to try to bestow the guidance this troubled youth may need and simultaneously give the attention and care her own child deserves. She already works long hours from home, both writing the horoscope section and publishing the online version of the town's illustrious newspaper, The Fly on the Wall. Furthermore, her relationship with the paper's proprietor, Gary Gasoline, is, well, let's just say, complicated. I leave you now, with the two of them, in the hotel room.
Rhonda!
Gary, I've got to stop.
What? Take your time. I got plenty of these blue pills. We can start up again anytime.
No, Gary, not that. I've got to stop. We've got to stop. This is over.
What do you mean, Rhonda? There's no stopping this. We're great together, you and me. Let me rub your back. You're all stressed out. Come on, baby.
No, Gary, I mean it this time. This is not right. You're married.
Yeah, but I hate my wife.
Then leave her.
Kid, you know that ain't that simple. I leave my wife, I lose everything. We lose everything. She'll hire a detective and the whole 5-year thing between you and me comes out.
This whole 5-year affair, you mean?
You know I hate that word, Rhonda. I love you. We're a team. Explosive in the bedroom. A power couple at the newspaper.
But we're not a couple, Gary. That's my point. I need to start living my life as an example.
What? For the baby? He's just a baby. We'll work things out by the time he's older. And besides, the kid needs a male role model.
You mean a father?
Yeah, sure, Rhonda. You know, I love this little tyke, and I want to be his father. But if anyone found out about this, we'd both be donezo, broke, out on our asses. And I don't want that for him. I grew up that way, Rhonda. And it's no way to live. We got it made. Besides, you don't want to live with me. I'm a slob.
And you don't want to live with me because I can't cook.
Okay. You got me there. I hate my wife, but she does make a mean pot roast.
Okay. There's something else I need to tell you.
Go on.
You know my sister.
Oh, the one who's always posting conspiracy theories on Facebook. Yeah, what's up? Is she coming to visit?
No, thank God. I hate her. No. She's sending her tween-age kid to come live with me for a while. DeWalk should be arriving tonight.
The kid's name is DeWalk? What kind of goofy name is that?
This coming from a man named Gary Gasoline? You have the name of a cartoon villain.
Ah, you got me there, Rhonda! Oh, man. So I don't get to meet this kid?
No, Gary, this is it. I'm telling you, it's over. I'll see you at the newspaper.
Come on, Rhonda. Let's talk about this. I know we can figure something out.
Is that your pocket watch you're holding? What time is it?
Oh, yeah. It's 5:30. Rhonda, What about the incredible sex?
Stop. DeWalk will be at my house soon. I've got to get home.
But the baby, my son.
Gary, you're married. I'm a single mom. No one knows who this child's father is.
Is that not my kid? But he's got my greasy brown eyes. Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Shark.
And I'm Meg. And welcome to this week's edition of the Athens Public Access Think Tank Podcast. We're doing an extra special spooky episode, the third installment of the Rhonda Carrot saga, A Roach in the Corner. Stay tuned.
You seem awful quiet. What's your name?
DeWalk.
DeWalk, like, Dwayne Johnson, that's it.
No, like Jiang Xingzhang, the ping pong player?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, most people in this country haven't heard of him.
Them. Where is he from, Mexico?
No, they are from China.
Cool. I love Chinese food. Maybe we can stop and get some Chinese.
No, come on. Just take me to Rhonda's and you can eat whatever you want later.
Okay, I'm sorry. No offense taken. Hey, this is my son, Fenric. He's a little younger than you, but you guys might get along.
Hey.
Hey.
My friends call me Fen.
Ah, cool name.
You too, so why are you coming to Santa's hat? What's the name of our town?
Yeah, I heard. My mom kind of went crazy, so I'm staying with my aunt for a while.
Too bad. That's not about your mom. I mean, that sucks too, but Santa's hat is kind of a shithole. I bet there was lots to do in the city.
Yeah, I think I'm going to miss it.
Oh, do you know what your classes will be?
No, not yet. I guess I'll just find out tomorrow.
Hey, cool. Well, maybe we'll have a class together or something.
Yeah. Hey, what's this music? It sounds kind of good.
I don't know. My dad has been in a big Minneapolis sound kick lately. He's the DJ.
It's the time. I'll turn it up.
Hey, okay. He does lift on the side, but he's a DJ, you know.
Oh, cool. It seems like we're swerving a lot. Has your dad been drinking?
Of course. That's part of the town's tradition. Even the kids drink and drive. I mean, until last year, some aliens crashed into the fall festival, convinced most people they shouldn't drive under the influence, but my dad can't really change. I think if he quit moonshine, he'd commit suicide.
Okay. Are we almost there?
Yeah, it'll be like 10 minutes. Don't worry, he's a pro.
Hello, Mr. Gasoline. You're in early today. Is there anything I can get for you?
Yeah, have you seen my Dwayne the Rock Johnson glass? Rocks glass.
Oh, it's one of those days, is it? I think you left it in your desk drawer after we almost missed the deadline last week.
Ah, I guess I'll just be in my office then. Ah, Dwayne. What am I gonna do? I love Rhonda so goddamn much, and I'm already beginning to miss her. Sure, we've had our highs and lows, but I've never thought it would come to this. Actual separation. Ah, Dwayne the Rock. It's even worse than I can imagine. You see this, what I have here in my pocket? I bought this ring, and I was ready to make an honest woman out of my dear Rhonda. But now that's never going to happen, this worthless piece of metal. All of this, it couldn't have come at a worse time for me. I mean, here I am in the middle of the golden days of newspaper. I mean, we have the largest number of subscribers since the Slatterlies turned out to be aliens. And I can't come up with anything for the front page. Oh, and in case you didn't know, that's the page everyone sees, not just the subscribers. Well, Dwayne, maybe it's just time to quit. Cash in my chips and burn the gasoline journalism dynasty all the way to the ground. What? Where'd my engagement ring go? Oh, there it is. That's it in the corner, next to the giant cockroach. Hop! What? How? Hop! Hubby! Hi! I got you. Sometimes, Dwayne, I wonder if these poor roaches have any last words. Forget being a fly on the wall. I think about the type of front page news that roaches in the corner could write.
Meanwhile, back at Rhonda's.
Hey, thanks for the ride. Hasta luego.
Dawak, hello. It's good to see you. Can I give you a hug?
Sure, okay.
So good to see you. So glad you're here. Was it okay getting here? Is there anything you need? How's your mother? I can't believe she couldn't be bothered to bring you here herself. But hey, that's who she is. I'm sorry. I shouldn't talk about your mom like that. I'm just a little stressed right now with the baby.
No worries, Aunt Ro. My mom's a bitch.
Dawak, I don't feel good about you using that word to describe your mother.
Why not? She's always calling you a bitch. She even said it on Facebook.
No, your mom called me a witch on Facebook.
Yeah, but she just said witch because she didn't want to sound like a bitch for calling you a bitch.
Not necessarily. Anyway, let's just forget about your mom. How are you? How did you get here?
I took a bus, then got a lift from the bus station.
Oh, so you've already met our local DJ.
Yeah, and his son. How'd you know?
Small town. Everyone knows everyone. It can be nice, but...
But what?
What?
You said it could be nice to know everyone, but...
Oh, yeah, like, sometimes it's difficult to make changes, you know, because everyone has their role. And if you want to change your role, then it's difficult to convince other people that you're making the right decision. Because everyone has to live together in this small place, you can't really get away from someone if you want to say, end a relationship or something.
Are you ending a relationship?
Well, I shouldn't be talking about this. It's just that, yes, I've been involved with someone, but I've ended it. It'll be difficult, but I've decided I'm done and that's that. But the sex... The sex was amazing.
Aunt Ro.
I should not have said that. My mind is just a million miles away today. But I'm glad you're here. This is going to be so good for the both of us. A fresh start. So, do you need anything? What time is it? Do you want anything to eat? I can order a pizza. Did you hear that?
Of course I heard that. Do you have a cat?
No, and it sounded like something bigger than cat, if you ask me.
Do you want me to go look?
No. This is my house. I'm the adult. I can look. Well, I didn't see anything. Maybe it was a deer or a javelina. It was nothing. I'm just on edge. Anyway, how about that pizza?
Oh, I'm not hungry. Can I just go to my room?
Yeah, sure. Up the stairs, first door on the left. Let me know if there's anything you need. I put a towel on your bed. Help yourself to anything in the fridge if you get hungry later.
Oh, thanks. Aunt Ro, are you sure you're okay?
Yes, yes. You go settle in. I think I'm just going to have a glass of wine, settle my nerves. I'll be down here if you need anything.
Dewok lay awake in her room.
I think I really like Rhonda. I mean, she seems nice. I wonder how long I'm going to be staying here. Is Santa's hat my new home? It doesn't feel like it's ever going to feel right. All my friends 100 miles away. My stomach feels kind of funny. Must be nerves. Hard to believe the semester is already more than halfway over. It seems like just a couple of years ago, the summers lasted a lifetime and the school year an eternity. I wonder if this was the biggest mistake I ever made. Like, my mom is totally insane, but I'm going to miss this city. There probably isn't even anywhere good to eat around here. I'm going to miss going to the food truck on the corner. And live music? There's probably only hillbilly bands in this town. Yuck. If there's something I can't stand the sound of, it's the guitar. No matter what you do with it, you sound like an old white guy. I guess old guys finish first, especially white ones. It's safe to bet they'll be the first to die anyway, and old ladies finish second. I wonder who comes in third. Wise guys? Rhonda? Is everything okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. What time is it? You've got to be kidding me. 11 o'clock? It was just like 10:30, 5 minutes ago. Does this clock work? I better make it to school on time tomorrow. Maybe some of the kids in my class are going to be inbred. Hopefully none of the guys try to get fresh with me. They're probably all so gross. I guess. Seems okay. Fen, yeah, he was cool. His dad's a real goofball. I bet he's a real tool. He's gonna see me tomorrow and act like we've never met. Maybe not, though. I don't know. Guess I'll just have to wait and see till tomorrow. Big day for me at the Sentient Municipal Waste Landfill. What a joke. Midnight? How did it get so late? I must have dozed off. I feel wide awake. But I need to get some sleep. Maybe if I count down from 10. 10, 1,000. 9, 1,000. 8, 1,000. 7, 1,000. 6, 1,000. 5. Jesus Christ! The clock says it's 3 in the morning. This can't be right. Where's my phone? 307? The clock must be running slow. It's funny, I don't feel like I've been asleep. Hormones are crazy. What the hell is happening to me? In another 24 hours, I'm going to be 30 years old at this rate. I wish I could just turn my brain and...
Oh, Mr. Gasoline, we're just finishing the final copy to go out in tomorrow's paper. I didn't expect you this late. I think your Dwayne Johnson glass is in the kitchen?
No, Burberry, no. I'm not here for that. We need to stop the press. Let's scrap everything we've got. I've got something new. I've got something new for the front page. Oops.
Good morning, Dewok. Can I make you a Pop-Tart or a bowl of cereal?
Yeah, sure. Pop-Tart. Can I have some coffee? Yikes! Aunt Rose, you look a little rough this morning.
Do I? I guess I don't feel great either. I guess just with the baby and all. Sometimes I wake up to feed him and I don't even remember getting out of bed. It's kind of spooky, you know? As far as I can remember, I slept the whole night through, but that couldn't be right.
Yeah, no. I kind of think I do know what you're talking about.
Oh, well.
I think I might have the same problem.
Oh. Well, there's that Pop-Tart you requested. I hope you like apple strudel.
Hell yes. Can I have the icing pie? Please.
Of course, Dawak. What a polite young person you are. Again, I just wanted to say how glad I am that you're here. I think it's going to be really good for both of us. A fresh start.
Okay, well, I better get going. I think I hear the school bus. See ya.
Bye, Dawak. Have a good first day. Okay, my baby. Sounds like mommy needs to take a shower before mommy goes to work.
Hey, Dawak.
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
Okay. Did you get your schedule?
Yeah, right here.
Whoa, bummer. Looks like we don't have any classes together.
Dang. And you're the only person I know in this whole town.
Hey, well, I'm having a party at my house this weekend. My dad does the night shift on Saturday, so no parents. You should come if you want to. Should be a cool time.
Okay, yeah. I think I should be able to make it. What time?
Dad usually leaves around 9:30, so like 10-ish.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you then. I got to get to class. It starts in 2 minutes, and it's on the other side of the building.
No worries. Okay. By the way, the address is 666 St. Nicholas Court. You got that?
Yeah, I think I can remember that. What a psycho town.
1 week later, Havoc stalks the streets of Santa's Hat like clockwork every night. Valuables disappearing, destruction of property, and unspeakable obscenities we can't disclose on our family-friendly program. But the fly on the wall flew off the shelves like no small town rag in the history of the printing press. And Gary Gasoline may as well have been printing money. Rhonda, on the other hand, grew more and more weary, exhausted every day, as though she hadn't gotten a good night's sleep since Dawak's arrival.
Well, baby, this fresh start isn't what I'd had in mind. That's okay. Sometimes we just need to take matters into our own hands, you know? Give fate a little nudge in the right direction? Yes, mommy has a few tricks up her sleeve. Yes, because mommy is a witch. Yes, she is. And this little formula is going to help mommy wommy feel better, wetter. Sweetheart, I just need you to stop squirming so I can clip those little toesy-wosy nails. Because they are the key ingredient in my restoration potion.
Howdy, bad air. I'm sending papers overseas. years. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Hey, you're Dewok, yeah?
Yeah, you just almost hit me.
I know you're wrong. I'm actually headed over to a place now. You need a ride?
Sure.
Ah, it's great to meet you. I'm Gary. Gary Gasly. Your aunt and I are, we work together.
Oh, yeah? At the paper? Yeah, I think she's mentioned you before.
Oh, great, great. Well, I've been excited to get to know you. I mean, what's it like being new in town? I bet it's crazy. How's school? Do you like anyone? What am I talking about? I'll bet you already got, someone on the hook. You got a whole line.
Whoa, I've only been here a week.
Oh, right, I shouldn't have assumed anything. I'm just, you know.
But I've got some prospects.
Ah, I knew it! Awesome, you are an awesome kid.
Yeah, his dad is a DJ, I think, or used to be.
Oh, yeah, the Lyft driver's son, man. Me and DJ Jackrabbit go way back. I mean, I used to listen to his show every day in college. It was partially for the free pizza coupons, but also because that guy has really good taste in music.
Oh, well, yeah. His son is in my grade, and he invited me to this party this weekend.
Damn! Those teenage boys are wolves. I mean, you are obviously really cool. And it's cool of them to be so welcoming to newcomers. I'm sure you guys are going to have a fun time.
Yeah, I'm just excited to meet some new, cool people. Not all boys, if that's what you're thinking.
Hey, no. I'm just an old person. Give me a break. Oh, shit! We're here. I almost missed it. Has it been that long?
Well, thanks for the ride, Mr.
Gasoline.
Gasoline, right. I'll tell my aunt you said hey.
I was actually hoping I could come in.
Let me ask my aunt.
Good to see you, Rhonda. The house is looking lived in. Speaking of, we've missed you at the office. You haven't been around much lately.
Gary, what are you doing here? What was Dewok doing in your car? I said this was over.
Ah, hey, Rhonda. I was just giving the kid a ride. I'm just trying to help you here. This couldn't be easy, what you're going through. And I wanted to see the kid. Our kid, you know?
No, Gary, stop being nice. Please, leave. I told you I needed this to be over. You've chosen your wife, and that's fine. But you can't have us, too.
Rhonda, I'm worried about you. I hate to see you like this. This place is a mess. You're not coming to work. Are you sure ending our romance was the right decision? I miss you, sweetie pie. I miss your body, Rhonda. I miss our fantastic lovemaker.
Gary, I miss you too. This is what's happening. I know things look bad here, but I'm adjusting. I'm just a little shaken. Like, all these robberies, they're kind of creepy, right? I've just got this weird sense of foreboding. And
yeah, I don't know, Rhonda. All these break-ins, probably just bored teenagers. It makes for good copy, helps sell the papers, but there's nothing there. People want to be scared. They want to think there's some mystery to be solved. Rhonda, you know better. You and me, we write the news. We know that half of what sells a damn story is what people think the story means.
I know, you're right. But there's something else. I've been forgetting.
That's not so strange. You're a new mother. And you're doing this damn thing all on your own. You're not getting enough sleep. You're exhausted. Let me help. I can call my wife. I'll tell her I had a late lead on a story. I can watch the kids.
Gary,
I watch the kids.
Please
don't worry
stop.
About it. Nah, come on.
It's not just being tired. I felt this way once before. You know that time I told you about before? With the taxidermy and the aliens?
Guys, let me interrupt. I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh. But yeah, but you got rid of all your taxidermy, and this house doesn't even have a basement.
Gary, I'm serious. I'm getting scared.
Rhonda, I know you don't want to be considered this, but do you think all of this anxiety could have something to do with Dawak? I mean, this is all pretty recent, and I gotta admit, as one weird kid.
You need to leave right now. That's my family you're talking about.
Oh, come on, Ron.
Whatever's going on here is none of your business. Goodbye, Gary.
If you want me to go, I'll go. But Rhonda, I'm just trying to help you. I care about you. I care about us. And I thought you and me and our child were family.
Okay, this is the last time I'm going to ask you to leave. Now, leave.
Upstairs, Dawak lay to herself, tossing and turning, brooding over what she had just heard and saw transpire between her aunt, Rhonda Carrots, and the man, Gary Gasoline.
What the fuck is Rhonda doing smashing that Gary gross-out gasoline? He is so disgusting. He doesn't deserve her in a million years. Ugh, Rhonda is such a babe. She's got the hottest... She's, like, gotta be the hottest mom in Santa's hat. I hope he gets lost or falls in a printing press or something. Maybe I'm overreacting. He probably means well, just... I don't know. He's just creepy. Why hasn't he left yet? I heard the door slam 5 minutes ago. Wait a minute. It's... 8:15 already? How long have I been sitting here? Did Gary leave? Fenric is supposed to come over any minute? Oh, that's the biggest roach I've ever seen. Rhonda, what... What are you doing? Where are you going with that cockroach? Like, she didn't even see me. Strange. Well, I'd better get ready. I'm surprised Fen isn't here yet. He's usually so punctual. I mean, it's only... 9 o'clock? That can't be. I just looked at the clock and it was 8:15. Then Rhonda came in after that... cockroach, and gosh, she really seemed off. What was she doing? What happened for the last 45 minutes? And where is Fen? I am losing my mind. Hey, there you guys are. I've been looking all over for you. Where's Fen? He was supposed to meet me at my house last night and never showed. Are you guys pulling some kind of prank on me? What's going on?
You mean you don't know?
Don't know what? What are you talking about?
I mean, you're at rights for the newspaper. You have no idea what happened.
He's gone.
What do you mean gone?
Kidnapped, disappeared, murdered. It's on the front page of the paper. Look.
Let me see that. This can't be true. I just talked to him.
Yeah, you did. Seems like you would know better than any of us what happened to him.
I don't. We have to get together after school and look for him. I mean, forget school. Let's go now.
I don't think we are going to leave school with the last person our kidnapped friend was seen with.
No kidding. Yeah, you're bad luck, Dawak. Maybe you should think about, I don't know, find some new friends or something.
You're bad luck. Or worse.
Ah, shut up,
Emily. Come on,
Emily.
I mean, She's...
Wait, what? You guys think I had something to do with this?
No, no. It's
I didn't
just,
even know about it.
It's just suspicious timing, Dawak.
Yeah,
and
timing.
You know all about timing, don't you, Dawak?
Emily, chill out. We don't know it was her after school. We'll go.
Don't tell me to chill out.
We'll go talk to Jack Rabbit, find out some more. Till then, we can't make any assumptions.
Yeah, Dawak! Don't get upset! Hey, Dawak! Dawak, where are you going?
Dawak, come back.
The guilty always feed the scene.
Emily! Come on! I don't know about you, Emily.
Jeez.
Oh, good, Mr. Gasoline. You're back. I was...
I haven't got time for whatever it is you're about to say, Burberry. Here, drink this coffee. We have got work to do. There are kids disappearing. And we need to change this front page again.
Oh, right. Ah, extra sweet. Just how I like it. We've already printed the story about the DJ's missing kid. It was a huge story. And we were the first to break it. We've already got 100 brand new subscribers from that story alone.
No, no, no. It's old news. There are more kids going missing.
What? How do you...
The friends of that kid have mysteriously disappeared.
Ew. Why do you have a jar with cockroaches in it? Why are you putting it on your desk?
Burberry, are you listening to me at all? Anything I'm saying to you? Kids are disappearing, and we need to change the front page.
But, Mr. Gasoline, that can't be true. I've been working on the follow-up story with the DJ. I just got off the phone with him, and those kids were at his house no less than 5 minutes before you walked in here. There is just no way those kids could be missing. Mr. Gasoline, I'm saying we can't print this story.
What? Why not? Why can't we print that story?
Oh, wait, look. It's a text message from the DJ. Wait, this is weird. Gary, how did you know those kids had gone missing? 5 minutes ago, they were listening to a Led Zeppelin album in the DJ's living room. There is no way they could have...
Burberry, you're looking kind of pale. Why don't you have a seat?
Yes, all of a sudden, I feel just a little lightheaded. Maybe I need to lie down?
Yes, over there in the corner is fine, Burberry, with all the other dying cockroaches. Far enough out of my way so that I can get this story on the printer. I can see the headline now. Police arrest tweenager suspected of abducting schoolmates. This will be the biggest moment ever for the paper. Bigger than our story about pumpkin moonshine. Even bigger than the story about the Slatterleys being aliens. And we won't stop here. There will be more abductions. And we will get more subscribers, and the whole town will blame Rhonda Carrots for everything! But there is still work to be done, Burberry. You see, Burberry, there is often work for those that record history, but there is always work for those that author it.
SHPD Anonymous Tip Line, this is Barney.
Yes, Barney. I'd like to provide some information about the disappearing teens.
Aunt Ro, are you home?
Oh, Dawak. Hi. I'm glad you're home. Come on upstairs.
Aunt Ro, what are you doing?
I'm installing security cameras.
This is getting creepy, Aunt Ro. Do you think I could be next? Do you think there's some psychopath out there kidnapping teenagers?
I don't know, but I think something has been going on in this house, and I need to find out what it is.
What do you mean? You think I'm doing something? Are you putting up cameras to spy on me? Oh, shit. Everyone thinks I'm behind these disappearances, don't they? The weird new kid in town? Of course it's me. I've only been here a few weeks, but I knew every person who's gone missing.
No, Dawak, no. Come here. Let me give you a hug. Honey, I know you're not the one committing these crimes.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
But how do you know?
I know it's not you, because I'm pretty sure it's me.
Either Rhonda's crazier than my mom, or she's trying to cover for someone. Probably me. I don't know what's happening. 7:30. Those kids, my friends. 7:36? Who else could it be? I've been having such a bad feeling. Maybe I should just go turn myself in before Rhonda does something she'll regret for the rest of her life. 7:45? And the baby! Who is going to take care of the baby? Either it'll wind up in foster care or get adopted by that scumbag Gary Gasoline. 7:59. 8:24. And the time. What's happening to my time?
Hello?
Rhonda, it's me. Can I come in?
You shouldn't be here, Gary.
I know. It's just, listen, I couldn't help myself. I had to come.
Gary, it's really not a good time. And I told you already, it's over. It's gotta be. Now.
I know, sweetheart. I'm not gonna try to be together anymore. I just came to say, well, goodbye, Rhonda. I'm gonna be leaving soon. And I really liked you, you know?
Gary, what are you...
Police, open up!
Rhonda! Wait, don't open that door. I gotta get out of here.
Don't worry, it's me they want.
As a matter of fact, it's Dawak, Miss Carrots. And who are you?
Who am I? I was just leaving, that's who. Don't you people use your sirens anymore. I don't have time for this.
Say, you're the guy who called in. What are you doing here?
That's just a thing. I'm not supposed to be here. Rhonda, hold my watch, would you?
Hold it there. What's in that vial? Set it down. Set it down. Nice and slow.
That'll fix ya. Fix ya for good.
What happened? Gary was just about to leave and... Oh my, I'm bleeding. Where did this broken glass come from? Well, I guess it's time to face my fears and check the tape.
So long, fly on the wall. I'm finna retire. It's been a good go. But with the insurance money, I figure I could buy 2 houses anywhere in the world and live out my days on foie gras and expensive wine. I wish Rhonda could be with me, though. It's been a good thing while it lasted, though, this paper. Ah! Whoa! Ah!
What? Hands where we can see him, Gasoline. This place is surrounded.
You'll never take me alive! Oh. Ah! Ah! Whoa! Hey, what do I go out?
Come on.
Come on now. Easy, easy.
Outside the newspaper, townspeople are gathered around. Gary is standing above the crowd. Rhonda has already presented her evidence against Gary to the police, and now the authorities are waiting to take him away.
People of Santa's Hat, I confess! I've made mistakes. I've committed crimes. Crimes against children. Crimes against people I love. People who trusted me. Rhonda, you the most. I have used you the most. You are a powerful witch, and I have exploited your power in ways that you only suspect. Over the years, I have employed my own extraordinary powers of persuasion to convince you to commit unlawful acts as a means of drumming up titillating headlines for my newspaper. In this most recent instance, I persuaded you to concoct a transfiguration potion while in a deep hypnotic trance. This, potion was the key ingredient to the disappearance of so many beloved local teens, or should I say, our beloved anthropods. Ah, boy, I'm nuts. Yes, for your children are not missing at all. They are simply temporarily cockroaches, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, sorry. Here they are, all present and accounted for in this jar. Dawak, welcome. Come a little closer as I toss them down to you. Here he comes.
I've got it. They're all right.
Yes, yes, Rhonda. Rhonda will know the spell to turn them all of your disgusting cockroach children back into disgusting-er teenage children. I suspect some of you parents might even like to thank me for the break I've given you. Well, you're welcome, because I'm Gary Gasoline. That's what I do, you know. Rhonda, I know you won't believe me, but I did all of this for you. Because town, Santa's hat, I love Rhonda carrots. Yes, and on the eve of my incarceration, here is my deepest regret that I should have married this powerful sex goddess long ago. Yes, long before our son was born. It's my son, for sure. That beautiful bastard is my son. Ah, you should look at his greasy brown eyes. And I've made sure he has had a roof over his head and that there's been money for food, for clothing, and for doctor's visits, because that's what a man does, in my opinion. A man provides, like I said, as I think. Like, I think men should provide. That's what I'm just doing. So, sure, I married to another woman, but we all know I hate my wife, right? Mm-hmm. Come on. Yeah, come on, crowd. Yeah. Like, you've seen me. You've seen my wife. Fine. But, Bev, are you there, honey? Are you out there? Oh, there she is. Bev, wave to the people. Bye. Tell them that I hate you, and you hate me. Don't you hate me? Come on, Bev.
Yes, Gary.
Oh, good. Great. You see people, and I thought this was the way things were meant to be. But maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was been trying to hold on to the past, like Bev, you know, our relationship. Maybe this DeWatt kid has it right, and I'm the only one who's confused. This whole man-woman patriarchal system, it's not what people want anymore. I'm living in a bygone era of highball glasses, neckties, and newspapers. You people don't want a man in a suit telling you what's what. You want Twitter. You want Caitlyn Jenner. You want microwaves. You want fucking microwaves.
Fuck you.
Microwaves.
Okay. I see the natives are getting relentless here. Restless. I'm going to go ahead and tie things up. I think we can all agree we've learned a valuable lesson here today. I'm not the only one guilty here. And that is, you can't dose anyone except yourself. And as my final act as a free man, I will burn down this obsolete symbol of the past with this match. with this here match in my very hand. I will say, it's a lighter, actually. I will say goodbye to the newspaper. I'm going to throw this lighter. It's going to burn the whole thing down.
Put it down.
Hey, we had a good run. No. Keep it shut. We got a good run. Everyone, please follow me on Twitter. My hand is Roach in the Corner 68. No, just Roach in the Corner. I'm not sure.
The Corner.
Yeah, well, whatever. Whoa.
And that's when Gary tumbled, kicking and screaming, into the inferno of his own making. His remains were never found after the flames eventually died down. Some of the townspeople who were there that day swear they saw the man transform into a cockroach before his body was engulfed in the flames. This has been a public service announcement, and we wanted to remind you that you can only dose one person, and that person is yourself. So, listeners, I hope that you can take that with you and help us in making the world a safer, better place for anybody who has access to drugs, which is everybody, and leaving it up to them to take them or to leave them.